In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天让我们来到你的殿来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come gather in your name to worship you.
你是至伟大的真神。
You are the Almighty God.
你降到人世间，为了要拯救我们。
You have come into this world for a purpose of saving our souls.
你是给我们诸般的恩典。
You have given us abundant grace.
让我活在地上，能够尝到天国的滋味。
So that when we live on this earth, we can still taste heaven.
使我们的心能够更向往你在天上的国度。
May you give us a heart to focus heavenward.
求主耶稣，你带领祝福我们今天的聚会。
May the Lord Jesus please guide us in our services today.
让我们能够更亲近你。
So that we may draw closer to you.
让我们能够因为爱你而来服侍你。
And to serve you out of our love for you.
求主带领祝福。
May the Lord bless and guide.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all glory and praise be unto your name.
阿门。
阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们这次灵恩会能够顺利的举开。
We thank God for this opportunity to have a spiritual convocation here.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习圣经的一段话。
We will study a Bible passage this morning.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34.
马可第六章三十四节。
Mark 6:34, and Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
从三十节开始，在记载主耶稣传道里的一段事迹。
From verse 30 onwards, this records a passage when Jesus was teaching the crowds.
主耶稣在世界上传道里非常的投入。
When Lord Jesus was preaching this world, he gave his all.
我们看三十一节。
And verse 31. And he said to them, Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there are many coming and going, they did not even have time to eat.
这个地方主耶稣邀门徒到旷野去休息一下。
And here Lord Jesus invited his disciples to go rest at a deserted place.
因为我们人活在世界上，努力工作也是要休息的。
Because when we work so diligently in this world, we also need time and place to rest.
那主耶稣在服侍神非常的认真。
When Lord Jesus was serving God, he was very faithful.
下面说他连吃饭的功夫都没有。
He was so diligent, even he did not have time to rest and eat.
所以他没有时间休息，也没有时间吃饭。
So he had no time to rest and no time to eat.
所以在其他圣经有人觉得主耶稣好像是癫狂。
And so in other passages of the Bible, people thought he was a little bit out of his mind.
那后来保罗出来传福音。
And later when Paul came out to preach the gospel,
让人感觉到他也好像是癫狂。
Again, people thought he was out of his mind.
所谓癫狂就是在一般人看起来跟大家不一样。
And what does it mean to be out of his mind? It means that he is different from the ordinary people.
那为什么保罗主耶稣会非常投入在传福音的事工？
Why did Paul and Jesus gave their all, devoting everything their lives to preaching the gospel?
在马可福音第六章，我们刚刚读的圣经就给我们一个答案。
And one answer can be found in what we just read, Mark chapter 6, verse 34.
说主耶稣看见许多人就怜悯他们。
That Lord Jesus, when he saw a great multitude, was moved with compassion.
主耶稣看见他们就怜悯他们。
It states that Lord Jesus saw and he was moved with compassion.
有时候我们看到自己的孩子。
Sometimes when we see our children,
特别是他生病的时候，
especially when they're sick,
我们的心就很着急。
Our heart becomes very flustered,
因为我们爱我们的孩子。
Because we love our children,
所以小孩子的痛苦就是父母的痛苦。
And so the pain of our children is our pain as parents.
那有时候小孩子不喜欢读书。
Sometimes when children do not like to study,
虽然看到小孩子玩得很快乐。
Even though they are playing very happily,
但是有很多的父母晚上睡不着觉。
But many parents cannot sleep at night.
为什么？
Why?
因为为着小孩子在着急。
Because they are worried for their children.
你不认真读书，将来还有前途吗？
If you do not study diligently, will you have a future?
哦，大家以脑力赚钱，而不读书，你就是以体力赚钱。
If everyone studies, they can use their brain power to make money. But if you don't study, you have to use your labor.
哦，所以当我们看到所爱的哦，他有什么哦不对的地方？
When we see that our loved ones have some things that is wrong,
哦，常常那就是我们的痛苦跟我们的压力。
And their weaknesses become our stress and our problems.
哦，那主耶稣来到世界上。
When Lord Jesus came into this world.
哦，他看世界上的人。
When he saw the multitudes of this world.
哦，就觉得他们很可怜。
He felt mercy and compassion.
哦，其他的圣经有说他看人是啊困苦流离。
In other passages, he says they were like a sheep without shepherd.
我们看这个第九章啊，马太第九章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 9.
啊，三十六节。
Verse 36.
马太第九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were wearied and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd.
这里特别提到说他们是困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人。
Specifically mentioned that they were wearied and scattered, like a sheep without shepherd.
所以主耶稣在看人跟我们一般人在看人不太一样。
So the perspective of Lord Jesus when he views people is very different from our view.
哦，我们一般人在看人都是看外表的。
When we see others, we see the outer appearance.
哦，看他身体有没有健康。
We see if they're healthy.
哦，生活过得好不好。
Are they living well?
哦，钱赚得多不多。
Do they have lots of money?
哦，大概就是在看这样。
And these are the things we measure by as people.
哦，但是如果从圣经看起来。
From the perspective of the Bible.
哦。我们人有灵、有魂、有体。
According to the Bible, we have a soul, spirit, and a body.
哦，只有肉体看得见。
Our bodies can be seen.
还有我们的心灵，还有我们的灵性。
But there is also our heart and our soul.
所以一个人会有问题，他不一定是只有肉体生病或者没有东西吃。
A person may have problems not just with lack of food or physical ailments.
一个人的可怜。也有可能是他的心灵很空虚。
A person may be pitiful because their heart is empty.
哦，所以我们看到很多人在用这个毒药、毒品。
So many people try to find satisfaction in drugs.
哦，有很多经济情况是很好的。
Many people may live very well off.
他为什么会去用毒药？
But why would they want to take drugs?
这个用下去大概会毁掉他的一生。
If they continue in taking drugs, it will ruin their lives.
原因就是因为心灵的空虚。
Because their heart and soul is empty.
那一直要找满足。
They are searching for something to satisfy their void.
找不到。
They cannot find it.
找到最后就是用毒品，用毒品。
Their solution it is only to find satisfaction in drugs.
那有的青少年会变成很暴力。
Some youth will find satisfaction in violence.
为什么
？Why？
因为他活着很无聊。
Because they are bored.
心灵很空虚，很无聊。
They are empty in their hearts.
那暴力就是他去寻找刺激的一种方法。
And violence is a way to stimulate their interest.
所以世界上有很多心灵上很可怜的人。
And so in this world, there are many people who have lost direction in their lives.
那有的人生活担子很重。
Some people are heavily burdened in their life.
一直压到最后就精神有问题。
They are stressed to the limit until they break down mentally.
晚上睡不着觉。
They can have insomnia.
忧郁症。
They have depression.
那有的人个性有问题。
Some people's personality or tempers have problems.
他知道自己有问题。
They know their characters are deficient.
所以主耶稣说，有病的才用得着医生。
And so Lord Jesus said, only those who are sick have a need of a physician.
有时候那个病不是肉体的病。
Sometimes that sickness is not just physical ailments.
有时候那个病是心灵的病。
That disease could be a disease of the soul.
那主耶稣讲那个病就是罪。
And so what Jesus is referring to that disease is a sin.
那这个罪这个字人不喜欢听。
And no one likes to hear the word sin.
那用现代的话来讲就是个性有问题。
And if we use the terms of today, those people who have character problems.
但是这个个性有时候就是罪性的表现。
But character issues are originating from sinful nature.
比方说人常常会发脾气。
For example, some people may be very temperamental.
人的个性很自私。
Or they are very selfish.
很骄傲。
Very arrogant.
这个都是罪性的表现。
These are all manifestations of their sinful nature.
那这个个性有问题就是病。
And this type of deficiency in character is a kind of spiritual sickness.
有时候自己觉得也很痛苦。
We may feel very painful about ourselves in this way.
所以有一次有一个姐妹在说，我很羡慕你们。
One time there was a sister who said, I really admire you.
你生下来个性就很好，我生下来个性就是这样。
That you are born naturally to have such sweet temper.
所以她知道自己的个性有问题。
So she is aware that she has a problem with her character.
但是她想要进步。
And though she would like to change it.
但是有的人是个性有问题，自己也不知道自己有问题，这个就比较可怕。
She cannot. And so some people are not even aware of their own weaknesses or character flaws.
因为自己的个性把婚姻搞砸了，把关系搞砸了。他自己还不知道自己是问题的根源。
They do not even realize that they're the source of the problems, why their marriage is in turmoil.
所以主耶稣会怜悯人啊，就是他用另外一个角度来看一个人。
And so why does Lord Jesus have compassion on people is because he is looking into their hearts from different perspectives.
医生在看人就是用科学的，健康不健康。
When a doctor looks at a person, he's looking from a perspective of science.
这个比较容易解决。
And this is an easier problem to diagnose.
父母在看孩子的活得快乐不快乐。
And a parent can look at their children to see if they're happy or not.
但是如果进到哲学家来看人，就是他活得有没有意义。
And if a philosopher views a person's life, they'll say, are you living meaningfully?
那这样这个问题就很难解决了。
And this type of problem is harder to answer.
所以大部分想的比较多的人啊，没有一个乐观的。
And so most people who think a lot will have not a very positive outlook of life.
因为把人生想深一点。
Because once you start to ponder deeper into life issues,
我们就会觉悟到所罗门讲的一句话。
We will come to a realization of something that Solomon said.
我们来看传道书。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
十五节。
Verse 15. What is crooked cannot be made straight. What is lacking cannot be numbered.
这里所罗门在提到他很多的追求。
Here, Solomon mentions there's a lot of pursuits in his life.
然后他最后的追求是什么？智慧。
And his final, ultimate pursuit is to pursue wisdom.
所以十六节我们看。
So in verse 16 says, I commune with my heart saying, Look, I have attained greatness. I have gained more wisdom than all who were before me in Jerusalem. My heart has understood great wisdom and knowledge.
那他很有智慧。
Though Solomon had great wisdom,
以现在来讲，叫书读的很多，人生阅历很丰富。
In another words, in terms of today, someone who is very scholarly and achieve academic excellence.
这样的人应该是很多事情都是可以看得很开啊。
This type of scholar should be able to see through many things in life.
但是到最后，他的结论说，这个也是空的。
But yet, Solomon came to a conclusion that this was also vanity.
因为知识让人知道问题在哪里。
Because knowledge only lets you understand where the problems lay.
但是这些知识没有办法解决问题。
But all this knowledge is not a solution to all these problems.
所以我们刚刚读的十五节，弯曲不能变直。
Because what is crooked cannot be made straight in verse 15.
我们刚刚提到的个性弯曲，你不会说读了一个博士学位个性变好。
So a person who has a flawed character cannot be changed just because they attain a high academic degree.
如果我们去看那个统计数字。
If we look at statistics.
很多就是教育水准高。
Many with a high academic calibers.
婚姻反而发生问题。
They have failed marriages.
因为一旦教育水准高，自我就提高。
When someone has achieved high things in their life, they may become very
自我就比较强。
They will be very self-centered.
所以知道什么叫做幸福的婚姻，达不到。
And so they do not know how to attain a harmonious marriage.
啊，为什么？弯曲不能变直。
Because what is crooked cannot be made straight.
哦，有时候虽然父母教育很好。
Sometimes when parents may teach their children very well.
但是要教小孩子就发现很难。
But then it is become challenging to teach children their own children.
他如果弯的，没有办法把它变直。
It's very difficult to make straight what is already crooked.
这是一个人生很大的问题。
This is one of the great problems of life.
啊，缺少的不能足数。
And what is lacking cannot be numbered.
看银行数字，存款是很多。
When you see the balance in your bank account, seems like it's a lot.
但是就是没有喜乐。
But you do not have joy.
啊。赚再多也不会有喜乐。
No matter how much you make, why is it there is no joy?
因为找不到满足。
Because we cannot find satisfaction.
那为什么这么认真做工呢？
Why do we work so diligently?
就是在里面沉醉于一种自我的实现。
Because we want to achieve the fullness of our own self-worth.
所以有的人没有办法放假。
So some people can never take vacations.
因为一放假以后是什么都不是，要做什么？
Because after they rest, they don't know what to do with themselves.
好像失去意义了。
Because they have lost their meaning of their life.
就在忙碌当中，他发现时间过得很快，感觉自己很有用。
When they're very busy, they feel that they are fulfilled and they're useful.
所以他为什么忙？
And so why are they so busy?
就是让自己感觉到自己很有用，就这样而已。
They want to feel very important.
但是等到这个忙碌结束了，
But after this busyness ends,
内心很空虚。
Their heart becomes empty.
没有一种满足感。
There is no satisfaction in their souls.
没有平安。
There is no peace.
没有喜乐。
There is no joy.
那稍微遇到问题，
As soon as they encounter a problem,
非常害怕。
They become fearful.
没有一个经得起考验的力量在内心里面。
They have no sustaining power remaining in their hearts.
所以我们现在人的问题是一大堆啊。
And so many people now have many problems in their hearts.
因此，如果我们用表面上来看呢，大家都活得很好。Orange County 人活得很好。
It may seem on the surface all the people in Orange County live a high standard of living.
那你再深一点来看，问题一大堆。
But if you look deeper, there are many issues that they face in their lives.
弯曲不能变直。
What is crooked cannot be made straight.
缺乏便能不能足数。
What is lacking cannot be numbered.
那这个圣经的道理就是告诉我们主耶稣怎么在看一个人。
The words of the Bible are showing us the perspectives of Lord Jesus to our human race.
透过圣经来看人，这个是最正确的。
What is viewed through the eyes of the Bible is the most correct and accurate.
因为所罗门的智慧是地上的。
Because Solomon's wisdom is worldly.
圣经的智慧是天上的。
But the wisdom of the Bible is heavenly.
如果神造人，
If God created us,
神看人就最标准。
God knows what we are, and His judgments are real.
如果电脑是我造的，
Today, if I created this computer,
那我在看这个电脑就最标准。
Then I can assess this computer most correctly.
每一部分构造怎么配合，因为是我造的。
Because I created it, I understand all its components.
所以人的可怜在哪里？
So what is the pity of man?
就是人站在一个很渺小的地位，想要来看到底我是什么。
A man standing in his very little place, trying to understand what he is all about.
人站在一个很物质的层面，想要了解人生是什么。
And man trying to understand themselves from a very material world.
而圣经说我们连伊丽莎都不如。
But the Bible describes us nothing more than a grain of sand.
我们有没有尘土在这？有没有灰尘？
Do we have dust here?
有。
Yes.
那你有没有看到？
Do you see the dust?
没有。
No.
为什么没有看到？
Why don't you see it?
太小了。
It's too small.
所以神的存在太伟大。
So God is too great.
人的存在太渺小。
And people are too small.
那人想要这么渺小的自我来看事情，当然是看不清楚。
Yeah, we are so self-absorbed that we think that we can see everything. We cannot see clearly.
那看不清楚，很多人就觉得没有问题，我活得很好，没有问题。
If we do not see through what we are going through, then we think we have no problem.
不是没有问题，是我们不知道。
It is not that we don't have problems, it's only that we lack knowledge.
那最大的问题是什么？
And so what is our greatest problem then?
最大的问题是灵性的问题。
The greatest problem are the issues of our soul.
灵性。
A spirit.
Yeah. 这个灵性讲到最后就是我们跟神的关系。
And when we talk about our spiritual problems, we're talking about our problems with God.
所以有时候我们在当父母。
As parents.
你看小孩子很健康。
We see that our children is healthy.
啊，书也读得不错。
They're doing well at school.
哦，啊，过得也很快乐。
They pass a good life.
嗯，我们就觉得我们小孩子没有问题。
And we think, oh, our children is doing pretty good.
哦，但是如果我们再回到圣经来看
，But as we return to the Bible,
啊，回到圣经来看我们家人的灵性。
If we use the Bible to view the spiritual levels of our family members,
他跟神的关系
we look at their relationship with God.
忽然间我们就发现我们同情我们自己的家人。
All of a sudden, we have compassion toward our family members.
最可怜的当然是外面一大堆的人。
Of course, there are many people outside who is pitiful.
但是常常最可怜就在我们家庭里面。
But those who are most pitiful is often in our very own household.
但是我们没有感觉。
But we have no feeling.
为什么没有感觉？
Why don't we feel this?
因为我们对一个人的看法没有提升到神的眼光来看。
Because we do not view people through the lens of God.
哦，所以主耶稣看众人，他怜悯众人。
And so when God viewed the people, he had compassion on them.
哦，这个是他工作很认真一个最重要的原因，因为他怜悯众人。
And that is why Lord Jesus labored so much in this life when he was here because he had compassion on the people.
我们今天在教会里面服侍神。
Today, when we serve God at church,
啊，我们带领慕道朋友。
When we bring true seekers,
或者带领比较软弱的信徒。
When we bring the weak members,
如果我们缺乏怜悯的心，
if we do not have this heart of compassion,
我们只是在外表上的服侍。
Then we are only serving from the outward appearance.
那这种服侍是没有生命，没有力量。
This type of servitude has no life and no power.
哦，但是我们的服事要进到最内心。
But if we want to serve God from the bottom of our hearts,
就是当我们在看一个人的时候，能够跟主耶稣感受一样。
That we can see a view a person the same way Lord Jesus would view them.
哦，包括我们自己家人。
As even our own family members.
我们对自己的家人不但有肉体的爱。
Not only do we love their bodies and our family.
所谓肉体的爱就是因为、哦、我们生他，所以他是我们的孩子，所以我们爱他，不只是这样而已。
Because we're natural relations, so we love their whole being, their bodies and their health.
如果我们只停留在这个肉体关系的爱，
But if our love stops only at a physical standpoint,
我们就很注重他的未来。
Then we only care about their future success.
所以在东方的文化里面，书中自有黄金屋。
So many Asians believe that in the studies there is rich houses of gold.
哦，所以我们就很强调下一代的教育。
So Asians emphasize the academic studies of the next generation.
但是当神的爱充满在我们里面，
But when the Lord's love fills in our hearts,
我们才会关心我们家人的信仰。
Then we will start to concern for our spirituality of our family.
所以这个神的爱充满在我们里面，是我们在带领一个人信主，带领我们自己家人一个非常重要的动机。
And so to have the divine love pour into our hearts should be the primary motivation behind all of our concerns for true seekers or for our family members.
我们看提摩太看约翰一书第四章。
Let's look at First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第十二节
Verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us.
这里说从来没有人看过神。
Here it states that no one has ever seen God at any time.
我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
But if we love one another, God abides in us.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
这里在讲什么是爱。
Here is defines what is love.
神差的他的儿子为我们的罪做挽回祭。
When God sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins.
就是神差他的儿子主耶稣来世界上。
Father God sent His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to come into this world.
那做挽回祭就是被钉在十字架上。
To be a propitiation means that He came to be crucified on a cross for our sins.
这就是爱。
And this is the definition of love.
约翰被圣灵感动，他讲爱，最后就是十字架。
And so when John is moved by the Holy Spirit to define love, he's talking about the cross.
那在罗马书里面，保罗在提到爱是什么。
And Romans, Paul explains what is love.
我们看罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第七节开始。
Verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.But God demonstrated His own love toward us, that in while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以说，为义人死是少有，表示有，不是很多。
That says that someone would even dare to die for a good man. That means someone might do that for a good man.
那为人人死是有敢做的。
There might be one who will die for many.
第八节。
Verse 8.
唯在基督还有我们做罪人的时候为我们使神的爱就在此向这里显明。
But God demonstrated His own love to us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以从神看起来。
So, according to God,
在神的标准之下。
Under the standard of God,
我们都有罪。
We all have sinned.
罪人是不可爱的。
A sinner is not pleasing to God.
但是不可爱的罪人并没有影响神对我们的爱。
And though we are not pleasing as sinners, that did not affect God's extent of love to us.
这是爱的伟大，神爱的伟大。
This is the greatness and aboundedness of love of God toward us.
因为这个爱是没有条件的。
Because this love had no criteria.
这个是天父对人的爱。
And this love was without constraint.
所以约翰一书第四章里面我们刚刚所读过的。
From our Father to the people on this earth. So according to 1 John, we read,
我们若彼此相爱,
we love one another,
神就住在我们里面,
and God abides in us.
所以没有人看过神, 彼此相爱, 人就在我们身上看到神。
But if we love one another, no one has ever seen God, but when we love one another, God abides in us.
有一个弟兄啊, 他在见证他为什么信主。
One brother testified, why did he become a Christian?
他心脏手术。
When he was having his heart surgery.
后来受到感染。
He had infection.
整个人肿起来，这体积增加一倍。
His whole body was swollen to double his size.
那这个心脏啊，就不能缝下来，因为有感染。
Because his heart was infected, there was no way for them to sew it back together.
就装一个拉链。
So they put a zipper on his heart.
不好，再拉开来看看。
If it's not well, they can open it up and view it again.
他住在医院大概住的一个月以上。
He stayed at the hospital for 1 month.
那教会的信徒啊，常常去看他。
And the church members often visited him.
那个医院里面那个护士啊，就不了解。
Even the nurses at the hospital could not understand.
说那些人是你的谁啊？
Are those people related to you?
他说我们教会的人。
He said, those are my church members.
那个护士就很感动。
And the nurse was very touched.
他问说你是什么教会的。
She asked, which church do you belong to?
又那个护士就到我们教会来慕道。
And because of what she saw, she even came to visit Trudius Church.
他说他也是基督徒。
She said that she also was a Christian.
从小就信主。
She believed in Jesus ever since she was small.
但是她从来没有看过一个教会啊，这个生病这么严重的人，也不是她的亲戚，也不是她的朋友，天天来看都为她祷告。
But she has never seen church members where when a person is sick, even though they're not his relatives, they're not his friends, but they will come every day to pray and to visit him.
所以从来没有人看见神。
So no one has ever seen God.
当这个弟兄姊妹用神的爱去爱这个慕道朋友。
But when brothers and sisters love this brother with all their heart.
别人就在他身上看到神。
Others can see God among us.
所以这里讲我们彼此相爱神就住在我们里面。
It says that if we love one another then God will abide in us.
住在实际上神就住在我们里面。
So God will actually dwell within us.
所以那个弟兄姊妹做的工作蒙神垂听啊他感染三四十天后来奇迹发生了好起来。
And so because of love of brothers and sisters in their prayers, miracle happened and this brother's heart was healed.
所以我们用爱心去带领神就住在我们里面。
If we use our love to lead others, then God will dwell among us.
就是神就与我们同工了同在。
God will abide with all our work.
所以我们在服侍神不只是一种外在的动作。
So when we serve others, it's not only an outward action.
这个外在的动作是从内心深深被神的爱充满充满着怜悯所做出来的。
But this outward action is extension, manifestation.Of the love that has filled our hearts.
那这样我们在服侍神，不但会感动神，也会感动人。
Then when we go and love others, this will touch not only the other people but also God Himself.
那这种服侍，因为有神同在，所以是会有体验的。
And so this type of servitude, our love.Will have experience of God.
因为神对我们的服事一定会有一个回应。
Because this type of servitude will be well pleasing to God, so God will respond to our servitude.
所以提摩太帖撒罗尼迦前书说，我们服事又真又活的神。
So First Thessalonians says that we are serving a true and living God.
那服事神就好了，为什么要提到又真又活？
Why does it say not only that we serve God, but it says we serve a true and living God?
真就是他不会改变。
True means that he will always be the same, he'll never change.
他的能力没有改变。
His power will never change.
他的应许没有改变。
His promises will never change.
他是真的。
He is real.
你可以体验到他。
You can experience him.
那活呢？
And what does it mean to be a living God?
活就是会跟人会有互动，这个是活的。
Living God means He will have interactions with us.
所以当我们在服侍神，用神的爱去关心人。
So when we serve others and use the love of God to serve others.
祷告你可以看到功效。
When you pray, you will find effectiveness.
这就是活，神跟我们互动。
Because God is interacting with us.
那跟神互动的这种感觉是正面的。
And this type of interaction is positive.
这种感觉是极大的满足。
This type of feeling is so satisfying.
是很喜乐的。
It is full of joy.
只有神没有负面。
Only God and there is no negativity.
其他一切都有负面。
Everything else that you do will be, have its negatives.
人世间我们所追求的看起来是好都有负面。
Everything that we pursue in this world,by human standards, will always have its negative side.
只有神的话没有负面。
But only God's word will never have a negative side.
只有神本身没有负面。
Only God will have no negativity.
所以当我们看到神跟我们对他的爱在互动的时候，那是极大的感动跟满足。
And so we'll have great touch and movement if we are able to see God responding to our servitude.
会让我们更想去服侍他。
We will be propelled to serve him even more.
因为我们一种很喜乐，有一种对神很正面的这种回应的体验。
Because we have such positive, joyful experience in serving Him.
所以为什么有很多人他在服侍神，服侍很喜乐，但是他一直找机会要服侍神。
And why is it that many people would like to serve God? Because they want to find more opportunities to serve God.
但是有的人服侍神，你看他好像很重的担子。
But some people, when they serve God, it is like they're carrying a heavy burden.
而且他是找借口不做。
And they'll find any excuse to get away.
所以同样信主很久的人对服事的态度有很大的不同。
And so that is why people who have believed in God the same number of years may have very different perspectives on servitude.
因为当我们用爱去做，神有回应，这是一种享受，我们就会很想去做。
Because when we serve out of love, then God will respond to us and we will enjoy to serve Him even more.
当我们用爱心去带领一个人，
when we use love to lead a person to Christ,
看他进步，小小一点点进步，
when we see the little progress they make,
最近他会开始感谢神，哇，你心里就非常喜乐了。
When we see that person knows how to thank God, we become so joyful on their behalf.
当你去带一个人，他开始会感谢，这个就是很大的喜乐。
When you lead someone and they're able to learn from you and to thank God themselves, and we are very joyful.
因为人在信仰追求的初期。
Because in our pursuit of God in the beginning,
有时候我们人得不到，都会讲一些失望的话。
And when we cannot receive something, we may be disillusioned.
好像神的祝福只能够在平安一切顺利上面。
Some people may mistaken that God's blessing is only in peace times of peace.
但是当一个人信仰在成长。
But when a person is growing in their spiritual faith,
你会看到他遇到困难，他可以去了解神要改变他什么。
that when they encounter difficulties, tribulations in life, they will be able to learn what God is trying to teach them.
哦，然后一直在进步。
And they continue to grow.
哦，会懂得感谢。
They know how to thank God in the midst of adversity.
这个本身就是带领他的人一个满足。
And this brings satisfaction to the person who is discipling them.
哦，所以有时候你看父母在谈话，刚刚生孩子，他谈话的内容是什么？
So as a parent is teaching a child when they're very young,
哎，小孩子多长了一个牙齿。
You can see how they speak. Oh, this child is grown another tooth.
哎，小孩子最近会翻身。
Oh, this child knows how to turn their bodies.
这个就是他的满足。
And this becomes a great joy to the parents.
因为这是父母的爱他的孩子。
Because the parents love their children.
他发现用奶这样喂他换尿布到最后结果，哎，他在长大了。
Now, as they are feeding them the milk and changing their diapers, they're growing.
哦，所以我们如果用神的爱去做圣工。
So when we serve God with the love of God.
哦，神一定会同工。
And God will surely abide with our work.
然后我们会很喜乐。
We will be joyful.
我们很想要服侍神。
We will continue to want to serve Him.
我们要找机会去服侍神。
And we'll find all opportunities to serve God.
而不是找借口不去做。
And we will not find an excuse not to do it.
所以我们现在回来看我们刚刚读的马可福音。
Let's turn back to Mark.
好，这里在提到主耶稣怜悯众人。
Here mentions Jesus had compassion on the multitude.
34节。
In verse 34.
他就开口教训他们许多的道理。
Then he began to teach them many things.
第一件事情教训他们道理。
So what did Lord Jesus do? The first thing is to teach them gospel.
主耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
What Lord Jesus speaks is spirit and it is life.
主耶稣讲的话安定在天，直到永远。
His words remain firm in heaven and it will never change.
主耶稣讲的话就是真理。
The words of Jesus is the truth.
所以透过主耶稣讲的话，我们可以认识主耶稣。
Through his words, we can come to know who Lord Jesus is.
那认识主耶稣就是认识神。
To know Jesus is to know God.
因为神的奥秘就是耶稣。
Because God's mystery is filled in Lord Jesus.
所以透过主耶稣讲的话，要把人带到神面前，跟神建立关系。
So Lord Jesus' word shall lead man to the presence of God.
所以他讲的话就是道路。
And so his words are the way of life.
要引导我们到神那里去。
He will guide us in a path to heaven.
所以我们看一个人很可怜。
So when we see a person is very pitiful.
最大的帮助。
What is the greatest thing we can do for them?
不管用什么方式。
No matter what we attempt.
第一件事情。
The first thing we must do.
就是用道理来关心帮助他。
It is to give them the gospel to help them.
借着道理让他看到前面路应该怎么走。
Through the truth of God to give them the pathway that they should walk.
借着道理把他带到神的面前。
Through the word of God, we bring them to the presence of God.
借着道理使他的信仰能够扎根。
Through the truth of God, that they can have grow roots in their faith.
主耶稣怜悯众人的第一件事情。
And this is the first way that God addresses the needs of the crowd.
那第二件事情他做什么？
And what is the second thing that Lord Jesus did?
如果我们看下面。
Let's look further.
马可第六章。
Mark 6.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
请读。
Now those who had eaten the loaves were about 5,000 men.
因为他们听道理到天晚了。
When they heard the gospel, they heard till the end of that day.
都没有吃饭。
They did not eat at all.
那我们就看主耶稣真的是很有权柄。
So we can see the authority of Lord Jesus.
他讲道很有权柄。
When he spoke, he carried power and authority.
带有生命力。
And full of life-giving force.
所以可以吸引5000个人一直听。肚子都没有吃饭了，一直听到太阳下山。
So he's able to attract more than 5,000 men to listen to the gospel without thinking about food.
耶稣怜悯他们。
Lord Jesus had mercy on them.
便便给他们吃。
And he made loaves of bread for them to eat.
今天真的告诉我们什么？
And what does this mean to us?
如果我们愿意亲近神。
If we are willing to draw closer to God.
先求神的国跟神的义。
When we first pursue his kingdom righteousness.
怎么来建立我们跟神亲密的关系。
How we can build an intimate relationship with God.
怎么过一个神喜欢的生活。
How to live a life that is well pleasing to God.
那神就很奇妙地安排让我们的生活 没有忧虑。
Then God will miraculously arrange our life such that we have no worries in this life.
不是说我们什么都不做，东西就天上掉下来。
Does it mean that we don't need to labor for our living and things will just fall from the sky?
是我们照我们应该做的就这样做，神就很自然、很奇妙就开路了。
But we will go according to our responsibilities to live our everyday life. But God will fulfill what our needs are materially in miraculous ways.
世界上的哲学是肚子要先吃饱，你才这个做什么。
The philosophy of this world is that you first address the needs of your stomach before you do anything else.
但是圣经的道理是跟神的关系好，神就让我们生活没有困难。
But the Bible teaches us that as long as our relationship with God is right, then when everything else, God will take care of us.
这是神跟人看法不同的地方。
And this is where the perspectives of God and people are different.
所以神会看顾我们生活的需要。
So God will surely take care of our everyday needs.
我们看第六章。
Let's look at Mark 6.
56节。
Verse 56. Whenever he entered into villages, cities, or country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well.
主耶稣医好众人，最后做什么？
After Lord Jesus healed them, what did he do?
解决人的困难。
He resolved their problems.
完了。病痛的、鬼附着的，主耶稣都医好他们。
Those who are possessed by demons, those who are sick, God healed them all.
因为主耶稣就是天父真神成为人来地上。
Lord Jesus healed them all because Lord Jesus Himself is God manifested in the flesh.
他要把神丰盛的恩典借着他无穷的能力把它行出来。
He wants to manifest the abundance of the grace of God.And limited power of God in this world through a man, Lord Jesus Christ.
今天主的怜悯没有改变。
And so today, the mercies of God has not changed.
我们愿意来到他面前。
If we're willing to bring ourselves to his presence,
神的怜悯就会临到我们身上。
Then God's mercy and compassion will fall upon us.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
476首。
476。
照圣经祷告有两种方式。
According to the Bible, there are two ways to pray.
一种是用听得懂的话祷告。
One is a prayer in understanding words.
在一般基督教界里面常常在做的。
This is what we will see in most mainstream Christian churches.
那另外一种是用圣灵祷告。
Another way is to pray in spirit.
神是一个灵。
And God is spirit.
当他降临的时候。
When he comes upon us.
我们会讲听不懂的话。
We will speak and utter unknown language.
这是自动的，不是学习的。
This is not something we learn. It comes from the spirit.
那用这个灵言跟神在交通。
And the spirit would use his utterance to communicate with God.
在讲说各样的奥秘。
Speaking mysteries in the spirit.
或者是造就我们的灵性。
It is to edify our spirit.
所以我们祷告的时候跪下来。
When we pray, we kneel down.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We pray firstly in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
念一次。
We say that one time.
接下去念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Followed by repeated praising the Lord, hallelujah.
那如果我们用很虔诚的心祷告，我们就会有体验。
If we pray with a very sincere and earnest heart, we will have an experience.
神是灵，看不见。
God is spirit, we cannot see him.
但是神可以体验到。
But God can be experienced.
就在祷告当中可以体验神。
We can touch him in prayer.
这是最直接、最有力量的体验。
This is the most direct and most powerful experience.
所以祷告是得恩典、体验神的一个很好的方法。
So prayer is the opportunity to touch God, to receive God.
那我们因为灵恩会，所以我们最后要按手来祷告。
It is spiritual convocation, so we will have the laying of hands.
所以如果你想要求圣灵，要得恩典，接受按手的，请我们都到前面来。
Anyone asking for blessings or receiving Holy Spirit, please come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.